Also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Strength and honor. It is breakfast has begun here. We're over. If you just joined the show, we're over here at Oaklawn, but we're not talking horses, Roger. We're not talking gaming and what the lines will be for a baseball game. We're not talking about, you know, we did not stay in the hotel last night, but we're here for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference, and look forward to visiting with a lot of folks. We'll have Bill Vickery, brought to you by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. No, that's changed now. I just remember.
Jones guy.
Who's
Vickery's new guy?
Yeah.
Sponsor?
Smart Buick GMC.
Christian's going to keep us
in line.
Thank
you, Christian.
By the way, too, Christian, we'll give you the chance to give you your opinion on the move from LeBron James. That was the big news story, sports story of the weekend, going to Philadelphia. Yeah. And now people are already saying Philadelphia should have a chance to win the championship, really challenge for a championship next year. We'll give you a chance to talk about that, too. I hope everybody had a great weekend here in the state of Arkansas and around. Roger, you and I will be taking – we're going to be 2 days of the show this week, and then we're going to turn over to Christian.
Charitable work.
We'll have the end of the week, I think, sell at Fletcher this Friday. So they're really killing it over there. So they'll really will make you a deal.
Take advantage of that. And I found out yesterday – you were part of a group text that I was in – that my daughter and son-in-law are having Bathfitter come over to their house to do some estimations.
Okay.
And to see what's going on tonight. We'll see Bathfitter. They marvel at my shower when they go around there. And, of course, that's, you know, there's other bathrooms you can go to. You don't need to. So they're going to have that going on. And I'm proud to announce, now, again, with an assist from David Hendricks et al., I, for the first time in my life, and I'm 62 and three quarters old, David, shot under 100 in golf.
What?
Are you kidding me?
What? Say that.
I'm going to say it again. In the history of my life, which is 62 and three quarter years, I shot under 100.
You tell me you've never shot under 100 before? I've watched you play. You've been better than under 100 for forever.
Never.
I don't believe it.
Here's it. Now, granted, we played from the Silvers. You know, at the Village, it's all. You'll say, I could have identified that as a female and got a little closer, but I didn't.
What'd you shoot?
I shot 49 and 50.
So you shot 99.
What'd I say?
Yeah, I thought. You've been a better player than under 100.
No.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Inside me is a fantastic golfer.
Congratulations.
Inside me is a lot of things. But yeah, I know. But listen. When David Hendricks goes, Roger, I'm telling you.
49. Right, when you break 50, it's always nice.
It's fantastic.
You've played better than that. But I've seen you shoot the 40s. You've beat me before.
Congratulations. Involved there. No, listen, I just got to throw it out there. So
very nice.
Shout out to him, Big Balls Bridges, Steve Brown.
You better
Brown,
watch your mouth.
Well, listen, that's his
Good
name
Lord,
on the street.
Man.
That's his name on the street because he hits big balls.
And who else?
Steve Brown, David Hendricks. We were out there at the Village over the weekend. So thank you.
Just like we did, I think it was in November. I think it was when we, the last time we were with you, Jason Allen. Is that right?
December.
Yeah, it was December over in Little Rock. Good morning. Former Razorback team captain, quarterback Jason Allen.
Good morning, guys.
Now, I want to make sure, Chief Commercial Officer.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
yes,
for
yes.
the Electric Cooperatives and Arkansas Electric Cooperatives. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been with the organization now?
So a little over 2.5.
Okay.
Yep.
And you were doing, before that, you were?
I was with Pace Industries.
That's right. That's
for
right.
nearly 27 years.
Wow.
Scott Bull.
Yes.
Was my boss for many of those years. Mike Kirkland worked with us.
Yeah.
So we had a little Razorback quarterback trio going on there. But great company. Just took on a different direction, and it was time for me to find an opportunity.
You were involved with FCA as well,
yes.
correct?
Yes. Still involved with the
Were you friends with Jim Lindsay?
I was friends, obviously, more so with Lindy and John David.
Okay, and then I was going to
new Jim
Bill Burnett.
Bill. Yes, just a lot of in the last few months. Just sad to see those guys pass on, and obviously thoughts and prayers with those families.
You look like $1 million.
I don't know about that.
You know, Jason, as we talked about last time, where you had Roger, one of the most unique time periods in Razorback history. I mean, it was about as volatile as you could get. I mean, really. Because it was 91 was your first year.
Yes.
And that was you just had the change from Hatfield to Jack Crow.
Right.
You also were changing from Southwest to SEC. Mm-hmm. Roger threw it that trivia last year. Yep. Maybe you helped us with it. You were the last quarterback in the Southwest Conference and the first in the SEC.
That's right.
Well, to start.
Just to start. That's right.
Gotta throw that in there.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big deal. We went to South Carolina for our first. We were the two new members, right?
Yeah.
And so 19, was it 90 or 91 was your first year?
So 90, I was going to say 90, I redshirted. Okay. And Quinn Grovey, you know, being an Oklahoma guy, I'm from Oklahoma, it was great to get to know Quinn because I watched him growing up. He was a legend in Oklahoma,
sure.
Right?
And he'd gone to two Cotton Bowls,
right.
But that 90 year,
yeah.
He was still quarterbacking.
Yes. And he set a lot of records. We were all offense
but it was
and
a
defense.
Horrible year.
Right, horrible year. It was unexpected.
3-8, Roger.
Yeah.
Was that the year that we gave up 60 to Houston?
Probably. We lost to Rice, I think. It was crazy, right? But we put up 50 and still lose.
But y'all just could not do any defense.
Right.
So that was 90. He leaves. You come in and mm-hmm. become the starting quarterback. 6-6 in 91,
yep.
Right?
Right.
He felt good about that year. Did you start that year?
I started, but then I tore my knee against Baylor.
They
came into Fayetteville. They were ranked 15th.
I remember.
Really good
snowy
defense.
Snowy day?
Yep.
Over
it was a baseball score. I got tore up. My left knee got trapped in 90 degrees, popped it. I was done.
Yeah.
And then we lost the next three. We were 5-2 and 4-0 in conference at the time.
Before you got hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So you wonder what if.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Crow wonders what if.
Yeah.
You had not gotten hurt. So you were starting as a freshman.
Yeah, redshirt freshman.
Out of Texas.
Redshirt freshman.
Out of Texas. A redshirt freshman, right?
Yeah.
Texas?
Yeah.
What part of Texas?
No, I'm from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, okay.
Yeah, so Rick Jones was my high school coach.
Okay.
Rick Jones was the first state championship was my senior year. Then he goes on to Tulsa, then on to Greenwood, and you know, we just got a lot. Yeah, stayed close to him over the years.
So 91, you're a redshirt freshman, 6-6. You come back the next year, 92, and that's
So we go into that year.
Thinking what? Thinking positive things?
Well, you know, it's not a year I like to relive personally.
Yeah, appreciate the SEC.
Because we opened up the year, and one of the darkest days in Razorback history was the Citadel, which I played, obviously. And then the next week we have our first SEC game win. Then we play the future national champions, Alabama and Little Rock.
I was there at that game.
And, of course, at that point, I'm like, are they all? Are they all this fast?
Jason is one of the best defenses I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I looked at him. It was like I think it was 3rd and 18 after the first three plays.
Oh, yeah,
I mean they were so had the two All American defensive ends
and
the best defense I think I've ever seen.
I told a reporter after the game, I was like, "This will be the closest I ever play on Sunday because all these guys are going to go pro."
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt like there was 14 of them because every time I looked to see if somebody was open, it was just them.
So you were dealing with Crow getting fired, which was unheard of. There's still nobody's ever done it before.
Right.
One game and fired.
Right.
So you're dealing with the transition and having Coach
Coach
Kynes step in and doing his best, and he's a great guy. I love him. And then y'all managed to put together a couple wins.
We did. We actually, in that year, it's funny to say because right now we played 9 games in the SEC. We're like, hey, can we get, you know, I don't know what everybody's thinking, but can you get 2? Can you get 3? Even in our down year, we won 3 SEC games that year.
Upset at Tennessee, is that right?
Tennessee, we beat South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Beat Tennessee and beat LSU and Fayetteville. Now, again, you know, it's up and down, but still, we were a program trying to figure out how to compete at a higher level.
Yeah.
And I think when Danny Ford came in, he started to do that from his experiences recruiting.
What was that like when that transition was made from Jack Crow, you go to Joe Kynes, and then to Danny Ford? Was Danny already there on the staff already?
No, actually.
He came in as a consultant type.
Kynes invited him to consult.
So he was in the consultant
on the farm. Working on the farm in Carolina.
Right.
He comes off the farm. Literally, when he showed up at our first practice, it looked like he had just come off the farm.
This was in 92.
Yeah,
this was 92. The year. He's on there practice. He's helping.
Yes.
But you had no idea. Did you have an idea in the back of your mind that maybe he would become head coach?
Not until later in the year when the talk started happening.
Okay, you heard
about
it.
Interviewing and the way it worked back then. And I think Kynes and him, they interviewed against each other. It was a deal.
And
Kynes wanted the job. And you know, it just shows the character of Joe Kynes. Danny Ford, I in a weird way, I like Danny Ford. He was very hard on me, very realistic. He's old school, played for Bear Bryant.
And you started in 93
for him.
No, I actually, so kind of to go back through that history, I lost my starting job to Barry Lunny.
Okay.
We were actually roommates.
That was
Barry and I are
part of the 92 year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back in Hot Springs, I came to listen to him speak when he was here in February. He was speaking right before Silverfield, and I sat in the front row and just wanted to listen to him. you know, because we don't get to see each other very much.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But he's the one. Yeah, that's right. Because I remember him. He was one to beat Tennessee that
yeah.
game.
So Coach Rose was still around.
He was.
Oh, yeah. Time too.
Oh, yeah.
You got any memories of him?
Oh, yeah. I would, you know, back in the complex. You remember the complex?
Yeah.
We'd get off the elevator, and he'd be. One time I got off the elevator, and a golf club goes right by my face. He was actually in the hallway swinging.
Is that right? Wow. Was he larger than life?
Oh, he was. Okay. He was. I was very, very intimidated. Didn't know what to say.
Wow. But I didn't realize this, Roger. You that first year with Danny Ford, you go 6-4-1. You actually turn it around pretty quickly.
Yeah, we actually. And I got to play throughout that year. But yeah, we had moments. We competed. We just didn't have the depth. We would lose typically in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't be. You know, back then it was. You know, we would lose. 7-10 points. We would just, you know, not have enough to.
And he was like, you mentioned Bear Bryant, played for Bear Bryant. He's like, he was like a Bear Bryant type big, you know, voice, you know. But then you take a step back your senior year, right? You go to 4-7. That was the end. You guys, I forget, was that when you lost to SMU down in?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will say a lot was going that year. As always, the quarterback was the center point, right? And so. They experimented, and I think 94 they started out with a guy named Robert Reed from Mississippi.
Oh, yes. One of the highly touted guys out there.
And I think, you know, hindsight, whatever. I mean, Barry finally edged back and took over.
Right.
But the team was just trying to figure it out. It was Ford's full second year.
Right.
You know, for me personally, he came to me and said, hey, we want you on the fields. Would you move to wide receiver? So I – second or third week of the year, I moved to wide receiver, and small world, but today one of our speakers is Fitz Hill.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Coach Hill was, I texted him last night, hadn't seen him in a while.
What was he at the time?
He was the receivers coach.
Okay, he was.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And so Coach Hill was a big influence on my life. He was my redshirt coach in 90.
Wow.
Before he went to Desert Storm.
Did not know that. What an interesting story. I didn't realize. Well, of course, you know, Roger, after you graduate, they go 8-5 and go
win
to.
Win the West.
Get beat in Atlanta. That was the Madre Hill deal, you know.
Yes.
And then he comes back, goes 4-7. But anyway, the point of it is, that was one of the craziest times, and only you can appreciate that. You know, I was a player up there and had a little bit of stability. I had one coaching change from Holtz to Hatfield, but what you went through to conference changes and the coaches.
So I had two different head coaches. Yeah. Well, really three.
Three.
You bet. But then where it gets personal, you talk about is the position coaches. That's who you spend every day with.
When
I was recruited, it was Charlie Weatherby.
Yeah, remember him.
Okay. Great guy. Really, really was good for me coming into college out of high school. The way he coached me. But then we go to Greg Davis.
I remember that,
who won a national championship.
Won the Rolls Award the year.
Greg Davis.
Vince Young, yeah.
Wow.
Love Greg, Coach Davis, and what he was. But it was different, and I could tell. And it was just where you grow up. It's where you become a man. And football was my military. But it becomes – and Coach Ford, they were very honest with me. And so that's where you really find out about who you are and what you're going to do, how you're going to respond. And so it was Coach Davis.
Well, would you stop right there? What did he do to find out about yourself when he's?
Well, I'm coming off a knee injury. So I was coming off a knee injury, but they were. They opened up the competition. I mean, they put their. It's a new offense. I don't know if you remember this. We went to his style of offense, which we honestly.
Who's that?
Coach Davis. We went to more of a one back spread type versus an option I type format, and we really didn't have the horses. To do that, I mean, if you remember, one of my favorite receivers was Ron Dickerson.
He came in
as a running back.
Yeah.
Well, we moved him to receiver. We had Tracy Caldwell. We had some good players, but not enough time to really develop into this style. And then now we're going to the SEC.
Right.
I mean, it was a lot. So you talk about volatility. You talk about change. I mean, it was all over the place.
Well, your injury facilitated the opening up for competition, do you feel like you'd still been number one guy?
I'll tell you, it took me 2 years. So you talked about my senior year. It was the spring going into my senior year until I felt normal again.
Yeah.
And so you remember our strength and conditioning coach back then, John Stuckey.
Yeah,
I love Coach Stuckey.
Yeah.
But just for me, the strength in your core and your legs was everything.
Yeah.
And that's what took me a while to get back.
Okay. You mentioned, was there another
Greg assistant? Davis,
another assistant
coach. Third one. Okay. And I got close in different ways to all three of my position coaches. Rocky Felker.
Oh, yeah. Rocky Felker was the
head coach of Mississippi State.
Holy cow.
So, and it was a quarterback at Mississippi State.
Yeah, yeah.
Got close with his family. you know, his kids were in middle school and junior high, and we did a Bible study together with his kids. I mean, it was just, and so honestly, I contemplated going into coaching. Coach Ford wanted me to become a GA. I was actually offered a letter when I took the job at Pace, the very first week at Pace. I was training in a plant they had in Malvern, Arkansas, and I get paged off the factory floor, and I walk into the factory floor in my safety gear, and I walk into the office. He goes, Jason, it's Coach B, it's Coach Weatherby. He's the head coach at Navy.
Right.
And he says, I want you to think about coming to be the offensive coordinator at the prep school.
Wow.
But here's the thing. It's in Rhode Island. You think you'd be okay with that? Mm-hmm. And so I said, give me a week. Let me process this. I just took this job at Pace.
Oh, man.
I need to think about this. Yeah. So this is a fork in the road, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, married? Any of that going on?
I'm married. Okay. I'm married. So this was not in the plans when I married my lovely wife Michelle out of Springdale. Yeah.
Right. And you were living. Where was your home base?
Is out of Springdale.
Oh, still.
But I was training in Malvern, working at Pace. All this. And they were trying to figure out where to put me after I trained. You know.
Yeah.
But I still have the letter, and so I didn't take the job. But a guy named Matt Wells took the job. Matt Wells was a quarterback from Salisaw, Oklahoma, who Coach Weatherby recruited to Utah State.
Right.
Matt becomes the head coach at Utah State, Texas Tech. Huh. He's still in coaching today.
I'll be darned.
Great guy.
You looking back, you made the right decision?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. You know, I had a lot of coaching interest. I loved influencing young men. But it was all the other things about – I've talked to Gus Malzahn, Rick Jones, about just coaching and what it requires. This is back – it's not even today. I mean, today it's insane, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted a more balanced life, I think. It's just something you think.
Sure. Yeah. That's a ways up there, too.
You've had such a great reputation. Our buddy Wes Sutton is always spoke so highly of you, too. And, you're one of the Razorbacks that's an out-of-stater like me, came in here and decided to make it your home and have a great reputation. And now you're with Electric Co-ops, and so how's this job going?
It's going great. Love the co-ops. There's a whole other world I didn't know about, and most people don't. They just turn on their lights and you get electricity.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
But I've learned a lot about the cooperative model, and for us, for what we do on Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Inc., we are the sales and services side. So it's more run like a business, but to the cooperatives that buy from us or use our services, we give money back. So the money we make, it's actually returned to them, what's called patronage. So there is it's an inside straight home field advantage. But, you know, coming from the business world where I came from at Pace, you have to compete. You have to compete against other sales and services companies, because our cooperatives, even though in Arkansas, you know, they should buy from us, but they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
They have a choice. They're running their own business. So no matter if you're Carroll Electric in Northwest or Ozarks all the way down to Ashley Chico or any of these co-ops across the state, they have to run the business and the organization that's best for the members that get electricity from them. So we try to come in and partner with them. Now, we're not just in Arkansas, though. We're owned by Arkansas co-ops. This is unique. But we serve some of the other SEC schools and states, right? We serve the state of Missouri, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Louisiana. So we're opening a warehouse in Missouri and Columbia. It's actually Boonville outside of Columbia. So,
well, the good part there is I think we learned last year as well, is that when there's a disaster or a need
absolutely.
In some of those other states, our folks will go there as well as them coming here.
Man, great tee up. But in January, February, what happened? The storm hit Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we can shine. And I have a great team here at the co-op that basically they know when to turn it on. Well, if you're a lineman or right away, or we need to get product overnight in a storm, whatever, and we did that. And so we had opened up a warehouse outside of Jackson, Mississippi in Ridgeland. And so this was an opportunity for us to go get business, because what happens in these storms is a lot of the bigger companies, the Entergies, the IOUs, they focus on where the big volume is.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a knock, right? It's just, and so a lot of these co-ops, the co-op near Oxford, Mississippi, they needed us.
Mm-hmm.
We sent our food trailer down. We fed hundreds of meals. We sold them product, transformers, wire, whatever they needed. And we sent over 120 linemen to the state, and right-of-way people combined, to the state of Mississippi. And you could bet your bottom dollar today, we have better relationships in Mississippi,
sure,
right?
Yeah. Sure.
And so the co-op with this whole Arkansas, we leverage, you know, the Razorbacks and congregating around games and things for our That's business. Cool, yeah. And it's a great entree into doing that.
Yeah. Roger, I see a potential president here. I don't know how long Buddy Hastin is going to hang around, but I see a guy that can easily step in there at some point and become he's a leader.
Well, I thought you were talking about for the country.
No.
I like it for the country. You're just, okay, right now, Arkansas, tomorrow, the world.
No, okay. you guys love, but he's Buddy is he's well, listen, he's a great
he's,
boss.
He's helped. He helped runs the new. He ran a nuclear sub.
Come on,
So listen, you guys are always top drawer.
I concur.
I concur. Do you before we let you go? Have you had a chance to meet Ryan Silverfield?
I have.
Okay.
And so the day I heard Lunny speak in Hot Springs, got to meet him for the first time. Great guy. Invited me to practice. Ran into him when he was on the road tour here in Little Rock. I came. Got the chance to talk to him then. He remembered. He's a very detailed guy. So when I listen, I don't know what y'all thought about his commentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I came away, you know, it's like I was impressed.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, what do you say? What's the goal of the day? I was very impressed with what he said.
Well, I think that's the way it is with us, Jason. I mentioned it once, and I'll say it until people get sick of it. And that is, if we still had last year's staff coming in thinking, man, we're only going to win four games, we would be pulling our hair out.
Exactly.
But now with a new coach and a guy who has been a head coach and who's younger, knows the system of NIL and portal a little bit better than the previous staff. Not they didn't. They just didn't know it. We go 4-8's okay. We see an upward tick, you know, that sort of thing. So it's just the mindset
of a mindset.
Spoiler. Yeah, it's what it is.
We'll be interested to see how it plays out.
That's right.
It's so funny, you know, oftentimes Roger will reset and say, hey, we're talking to Jason Allen here. And we've not done it because I was so captivated by the story. I didn't do that. Somebody said, who are you talking to? But here's the deal. If you didn't know, if you couldn't figure out who we were talking to, you're either too young to remember Razorback football or you're not a Razorback football fan. Because, again, it is a unique time in the history of the program that the program will never see that again. It just won't. I mean, the losing and firing a coach in 1 year, coming off of Ken Hatfield, it was just a crazy time. Yep. And that I'm sure it made you the man that you are today dealing with that easily. Even as a 20-year-old,
It did. So coming from Oklahoma, you know, I was obviously grew up a Sooner fan, right? But then I was converted to Arkansas. But coming out of the 80s, Ken Hatfield, I watched all that, right?
Yeah.
I watched all that. And so coming into this program, it was almost like we were cursed in some ways. You remember Prop 48, guys that didn't pass or whatever.
Yeah.
We had several people get in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
And these were good players.
Right.
And then our running back from Barry Foster goes out early.
Yeah, leaves early.
Maybe it was.
He did leave early.
No, he did. He did. And so coming into in 90, we had a series of things, whether it was grades, the law,
right,
or someone leaving early,
right.
I think it was like it would transition, and so that winning, all those winning ways, were all of a sudden compromised. You got Jack Crow coming in. You still had some veteran play, Derek Russell, Quinn Grovey, and we still had some Edie Jackson.
Yeah,
we had some Mark Henry. We had some great players.
Had some very good players.
But it was a weird deal, and we're trying to learn that is how do we keep this going?
Hard to believe over 30 years now.
Yeah,
I mean, since, holy cow. And I was here before you were. But well, listen, Jason, always great to see you.
Thank
Congrats
you.
On all the success. Yeah. And I know they love having you at the Arkansas Electric Co-op. So, appreciate your time. This is the benefit we get to see you when they
Absolutely.
Book us to do the shows.
Thank
listen,
you guys.
We'll keep bringing you back every year. I ask you to retell the story.
Retell it. Never know what you're going to get on a Mayhem. I love it.
We'll take it.
Jason Appreciate Allen,
you.
Everybody. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks,
have a great
guys.
Conference today.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Do not go away. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Listen, that's great talk with him.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yes.
Again,
sure
listen, we can never get enough of talking about hog stuff, especially this time of year.
Coming up, we'll visit with Buddy Hastin, president and CEO here of the Arkansas Electric Co-ops. Bill Vickery will be joining us. We'll have Jim Morris from the movie The Rookie.
Yeah.
The true story of the guy who was a 35-year-old school teacher. Comes back and makes the majors as a 35-year-old. Really interesting stuff. We're here at Oaklawn. Beautiful Oaklawn. I think Wayne Smith will be stopping by at some point. Jessica's coming over here.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
This
very
is
nice.
Where...
Can I tell you a little something happened with me?
What?
So I do trivia at Brewski's for Stone Ward Friday about for lunch coming off for Meredith and the group there. Talked to Larry Stone. as well, and a couple of things happened. He gave me a little insight on a comedian that I can't wait to tell him that I listen to. But he plays the guitar. He also plays the ukulele. Told me that John Lennon and the Beatles wrote a lot of their songs on the ukulele. And guess what happened?
You're inspired.
I'm just continuing on. Over the weekend, my next lesson that I got into was to learn the song Let It Be on the ukulele. You should hear it. I know you'll hear it. I can't
wait. When do I get to hear some of this? Christian, I think we need to have Roger bring in the ukulele.
When I get a little bit, you'll hear it. When I get a little bit more confident.
Well, Let It Be is good. It's a slow song.
They're all of it. They got to be slow. You can be a little faster. But I'm learning chords.
Very
that's
nice.
The deal.
Now,
you don't even know. I'm going to be doing this on the beaches of the Keys.
ukulele.
Can you imagine that bitty ukulele strapped to my back?
No.
As I'm walking in, like Elvis and Guitar Man, I'm Ukulele Man.
You are. 7:31. Do not go away. We'll be right back. Live from Oakland and the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference. Don't go away.
Yeah, boy.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
On Friday afternoon, Arkansas baseball made history by signing Japanese pitcher Shogo Miyauchi. He became the first Japanese player to sign with the SEC baseball program out of high school. The 6'5", 207-pound 18-year-old has never been outside of Japan. There is a growing trend of Japanese players coming to college baseball for development as Rintaro Sasaki, Japan's all-time leader in high school home runs, played at Stanford and was drafted in the 8th round of the 2026 draft. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies avoided getting swept by the Yankees by winning 11-4. The Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 as starter Jacob Mizorowski struck out 12 of the first 13 batters he faced, including each of the first seven. 66 of his 83 pitches registered at 100 miles per hour or above. He has 185 strikeouts in 120 innings and a 1.58 ERA on the year. Both of those are MLB best. And the Marlins lost to the Padres 5-3 to push their losing streak to 12 games, the worst in franchise history. Before the streak, they were 10 games above 500 at 52-42. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
With a mostly sunny sky in Little Rock today, we're going to reach a high of 103, and the heat index around 110 or even higher. So an extreme heat warning has been issued for today, and it's also going to be in effect for tomorrow, too, when the high temperature tomorrow may reach up to 104. Stay safe, stay cool. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Monday in the zone, the whole crew will be back together. Justin Acri back in studio. Phil Elson back from vacation. We'll see what he did with his time off. We'll also hand out some game balls and jock straps from over the weekend in sports. We'll see what's happening in the Razorback world with the red-white report from UAMS Health Ortho Now. We'll check in on the entertainment world thanks to Bell and Sword of Conway. And we'll give something away thanks to birthday trivia with Brewskis. All happening right here, Monday in the zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296 for work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right, it is 7:36 on this Monday, July 27th. Glad you're with us. We're on the road at beautiful Oaklawn. And then Christian Roger is back in the studio at the Oaklawn Studios.
A little under the weather.
And yeah, a little under the weather. Let me hear you say something, Christian. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Wow. It just does not sound like
that. That is the a sound of a parent with a newborn.
That's right.
That's how you get it, yeah.
We are over here at our favorite place, one of our favorite places on the planet, Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. And I think Wayne Smith is going to be hanging around. But we're here for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference. Great visit with Jason Allen a few minutes ago. And great to have Buddy Haston, who is the president and CEO. Buddy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Yeah, great to have you. This is probably, well, you've been on the show now 3 or 4 times now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've gotten to know us.
I've gotten to know you guys.
And you still come on the show.
Yeah. Still come on the show.
Thank you,
know,
you sir.
I do drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee before I even begin to sit down here.
That's good.
I got to get up to speed to keep up.
You have to.
Otherwise, you're going
to
run away from me.
Well, all you have to do is drop the hey, I drove a nuclear sub line, and you top us right off the bat. Yeah, for those that don't remember, you're from Iowa.
And, grew up in Iowa,
and,
yes.
Grew up in Iowa and ended up going to school at Auburn.
Yes.
What years were you at Auburn again?
89 and 92.
Yeah. And then obviously we're in the Navy for 20 plus years and was on a nuclear submarine during that time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I remember Roger, the crazy stat, but he said how it was like, I asked him, how long had you were underwater without coming up? And it was just some number like, what? What was it?
102 days.
102 days never coming up. From beneath, I just, the thought of that gives me the eebie-jeebies right now. Roger and I are sort of claustrophobic.
Oh, big time.
And to think that would be.
But we love the hunt for Red October.
I don't know.
Right.
I
concur.
I concur.
I don't know if I could do 2 days. I don't know if I could do a day.
Listen, we'll leave it at that.
We were talking during the break that, looking at y'all's notes, that originally it said you guys are in 74 or 75 counties, but now you said you're actually in all counties around the state.
I believe there was a time, for a long time, we had no co-op meters in Union County, but I believe now we've got a couple of meters in Union County. So I think now we're in every county in Arkansas now.
Outstanding.
So who all is here? What's this gathering about? I know we saw you back in the fall. What's this gathering and who's here today?
Yeah, so twice a year, the co-ops all across the state of Arkansas. So you've got the company that I run, Arkansas Electric Cooperative Corporation and Arkansas Electric Cooperative Incorporated. We're sort of these wholesale power provider and statewide services company, and so we really serve the 17 distribution co-ops all around the state.
Right, right,
and. One of the co-op principles, you know, sort of these founding principles of even being a co-op is education and training. And so twice a year, all of the board members, we call them directors, from all of the co-ops all across the state come together here at this conference. And so today, Saturday, they came in and they did very focused training. So we bring in trainers from all across the country to teach electric co-op board members all of the stuff you need to know to be a good board member, right?
Yeah.
Because board members come from all walks of life. They come from, some are ranchers, some are farmers, some are bankers, some are small business owners, and they don't always know the electric industry. So, and then the particulars of being on a board. And so Saturday they go through a full day of training. So they do that twice a year just to get certified. And then Sunday, you know, obviously a lot of them head off to church and do whatever. And then we do a big reception Sunday night. And then today is a full day of conference speakers, all presenting materials and information to our directors from all around the state of what's going on
in the
country regarding electric power, electric energy, co-ops, all that kind of stuff.
Especially with these grids that are being talked about, right? I guess that's a topic.
Yeah, it's in the news every day. Yeah. It used to be something no one even
ever thought about.
Now it's in every paper, every day, every headline about, you know, concern about electric prices, rising concerns about do we have enough power generation for all the stuff that that our country's trying to do.
AI,
data centers. But not only that, but as we try post-COVID, you know, during COVID when Robert Kraft had to send the Patriots jet over to China to pick up masks, N95 masks.
I remember that, yeah.
Wow.
And then you say, well, this is America. Can't we make masks? Well, we didn't make the chemicals. We don't make some of the stuff needed to make those masks. Mm-hmm. So I think America had a wake-up call during COVID and said some of this stuff we really shouldn't outsource. We really need to make here.
100%.
So as you start trying to bring some of those factories back to America, manufacturing back, all of them take power. And so right now there's a huge surge in demand for power, not just data centers, but data centers take a lot of power. At a time when we're kind of on a short supply, and also at a time when globally, not just in America, but globally, there's a huge surge in demand for power and power generation. So if I wanted to build a new power plant today that we don't currently have sort of laid out, if the board tomorrow at our board meeting said, buddy, we want you to build another power plant, I would have to tell them, well, even if I called everyone that makes this equipment, the soonest I could take delivery of a new turbine would be 5 years. Mm-hmm. Because the backlog, the back order globally, I think right now every year they're putting in 110 gigawatts of orders for a global turbine capacity to supply is about 60 to 70 gigawatts. So they're falling further behind.
How wild that is to know, because we don't even think that 5 years, that's crazy talk.
Just,
and all we're wanting to make sure is we go flip that switch and it comes on.
Roger's obviously, obviously wild. We're on this side of the table running 100%. Our mouth for a living, and he's in charge of doing the important things.
No doubt. Well, and not only that, but you do this twice a year.
We do this twice a year.
So it's that important.
It is that important.
What we're talking about, not just a one-year deal and let's have a party
the only thing
and
you
give
did,
away game show prizes.
Yeah,
we're here to talk serious business.
The only thing you didn't mention was who was the, of all your board members, who's the best blackjack player? You know, you're here at Oakland. Surely you went up there and played a little blackjack, a little table games.
I think I know who it is, but I don't think they want me to have them on the radio.
Did you have a chance to go up? Did you play any of the games up there?
I haven't, just because I've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
But my son is here.
And he's pretty good?
Every time I walked through the casino, going back and forth to the restaurant and everything, he seems to have taken up a residence at the Bubble Craps chair.
Oh, the Bubble Craps. I don't know what that means.
Well, it's like craps, only it's like, you ever play that game Sorry as a kid?
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Where you push the little thing and the dice pop around?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that. Dice are sitting there.
It's like
a slot machine, but it's craps and it's bubble.
Yeah. Not sorry. What's the name of that game? It's a Pop-O-Matic game, is what.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Thank you.
I know exactly.
That's
what
funny.
You're
and so he's pretty good at it.
Well, he was up when I left.
Wow, very nice. I love that. You're a good dad. You let him keep playing. By the way, Jason Milligan stopped by to say hi. He's the director of Oakland Racing.
Yeah, and he's sort of off season for him.
And
off season hair.
Also, you got a chance to, you know, one of your guest speakers today is Jim Morris, who the big story, the rookie. Is it Randy Quaid, Roger? I've already asked you this.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid played him, and you got a chance to visit with him last night. Great guy.
Yeah, we had dinner with him and his wife, and he really is a great guy. You know, whenever we invited him to come speak because of his story, and it really matches our conference theme. We're talking about resilient leadership, and you got to be pretty resilient to do what he did, right?
You bet.
And but you don't know when you invite a personality that's famous what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
And so are they going to be sort of larger than life? Are they going to be arrogant or whatever? But he was the most nicest, humble guy, and it just kind of talked about all, you know, and really, for any of his success in life, he talked about as many failures in life.
Yeah.
Where, hey, I can't remember who he threw it to. He says, when he was coming up to the minors, he says, I threw a ball in somewhere, Iowa.
Yeah.
And he said, and this hitter hit it, And, you know, it still hasn't come down yet.
I watched the movie for the first time last night. I did not know. I'd heard a little bit about the story.
Sure, sure. It's intriguing.
Well, he's 35 and he's throwing 100 miles an hour. He's 35 years old, and I can't wait to ask him.
Well, it's America, and we love that story.
Yeah, the years in between when he wasn't playing. Just think, Roger, if he would have maybe pursued it back when he was, 30.
Yeah.
You know, how much even better he would have been. He thought his shoulder was done.
Yeah.
All those years after he quit. You know, he was a first-round draft choice early on. And so, anyway, we'll visit with him in the 9 o'clock hour. He's one of your your motivational speakers today.
I'm sure that some of the subordinates that you have and the staff that you have, they're out looking for that type of guy. I don't know if you're involved in that search.
Yeah.
But if you are, what was it that intrigued him in his bio that you said, this is the guy that we need?
Well, like I said, the theme of this conference is resilient leadership.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because in our boardrooms today, in our co-ops today, we talked about all those pressures.
Okay.
Price increases, supply chain shortages, load growth. It's not just easy peasy come to work anymore. It takes a lot of resiliency to kind of battle through all these challenges. And so when we were looking at speakers, we were saying, who are some people whose story would kind of communicate what it takes to be resilient and overcome almost impossible odds, right? Because what he did is unheard of.
Yeah.
An unheard of story. So that's why his story, we said, just by listening to his story, our directors are going to hear some leadership themes, hear some themes about his personal approach to things to sort of help, be a good leaders in their co-ops and be resilient.
Makes 100% sense.
It's always great to have you on the show. Always great to have you be a part of this. And even though you're an Auburn guy, man, you got your new coach this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Arkansas, Auburn.
I know.
All of us are on pins and needles.
I know.
All of us are on pins and needles.
We were supposed to have that guy, and then we didn't have that guy. Well, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you inviting us. You're doing great work, and we always enjoy having your folks on.
Right thank you guys for coming down here and supporting us.
Thank you, sir. Thank
Buddy Hasten, who is the president and CEO, does a great job. Yeah, don't go away. They're getting things underway. Well, as you mentioned earlier, we'll have Jim Morse a little bit later. I look forward to having him. Bill Vickery as well, but don't go away. 7:47 here on Morning Mayhem.
Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood, or call us at 501-834-7700.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
If you're single and 50, nothing out there. Like walking up on an avocado band, there's like seven left. Five are rotten, two are suspect. You just end up leaving with an onion.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I got crabs. Honey, it's real bad.
Don't miss Rodney Carrington.
Not the kind you eat at Joe's, but the kind to make your girlfriend mad.
Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax pay. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store-wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
Clint Turner here for Low T Center. Y'all, look, this July, Low T Center is celebrating America's 250th anniversary with a 250 for 250 event. And here's how it starts. Start with a free T test at your local Low T Center clinic. And if you start testosterone replacement therapy between July 1 and July 31 and you continue your treatment for 90 days, you'll receive a $250 account credit. That's right. They're going to put $250 back in your pocket. If you've noticed your energy isn't what it used to be, your gains have stopped at the gym, your motivation is slipping, your sex drive has disappeared, you're damn sure going to notice that. Low testosterone could be the reason, y'all. And at Low T Center, their licensed providers specialize in diagnosing and treating low testosterone with personalized treatment plans and ongoing monitoring designed to help you feel your best. That's right, man. You got to fight Father Time. Visit fixmylowt.com. and book your free T-test right now. For more details on how to take advantage of our 250 for 250 celebration, go to fixmylowt.com. Offer ends July 31. Terms and conditions apply.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
All right, 7:52. Got a short break here at Oakland Racing Casino Resort here in the lobby of the, right in front of the event center, Roger, where I see Amy Grant's playing.
What?
In September. And a few others. You're not on there, but I think one of these days you will be.
What? Wait, you're playing the ukulele
maybe,
in the big room?
Maybe. Hopefully we've got the YouTube straightened out. Christian, you say we're good on that now?
Yeah, we're good on it.
Also, somebody asked about the golf tournament Friday. Had a great time. I tell you, Steph Curry had a great swing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah. Great to see you.
So did Isaiah Joe. Pretty darn good.
I didn't know he was there. I don't know why. Because I didn't see him. They were playing together?
Yeah, that was they were. It was him and
I'm sorry, I wouldn't know him.
Steph Curry, Isaiah Joe, and Moses. Well, Moses didn't play though.
Moses, yeah. No, he did not play. Moses was a good dude. I talked with David Hendricks about Moses and Isaiah Joe. They said they were both fantastic dudes because Moses had done a camp
at
Summerwood, and so Isaiah's coming up here a week after, I think next week.
Yeah, the Moses, if you missed the interview, man, what a great young man, just well-spoken and just really raised the right way.
Just a nice dude and knows about giving back because he saw what others were doing when he was a youngster.
That's exactly right. Give a shout-out to Merritt Dyke, our buddy who does so much for so many different people and organizations and schools and athletic departments. He does it. He's listening here, Jason Allen's interview. If you missed that, really intriguing. Go back and listen to it. It's fascinating to hear what he went through. Maybe the craziest four-year period. No, there's no question.
Yeah.
Craziest four-year period, five-year period in the history of the university football program.
Well, especially if you're a player at that time. Now, as far as a fan goes, I mean, it was not so but so, but as a fan goes, I mean, as a player, obviously. August 15th, let me just straighten that. August 15th. Is the Isaiah Joe Shooters Shoot Camp, and you can get that at IsaiahJoe.com.
Coming up 8 o'clock here shortly, we'll visit with Bill Vickery, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. Roger Smart. I hear Joe Cates bragging on Roger. What a good guy he is. I don't know if we'll do, I don't know if we'll do graffiti today or not, but we'll also talk with the rookie, Jim Morris, who I watched last night. I went back in that rabbit hole of, Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
And he's got some movies I really like.
Well, no, who else did he play that was the real life person of Byron?
Wyatt Earp? No, he played Doc Holliday in White Earp.
Well, that's, I wouldn't even think about that. I was thinking about when he was the, he was the main character.
Give me a hint.
I'll give you a
hint. You know what it is, Christian?
Pioneer of rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. That was his biggest role. Yeah, it was Jerry Lee Lewis, right?
Was that his biggest? Really?
Don't you think it was?
You know what? When you look
at it, I've never seen it.
His biggest.
You say you would or would not?
It's a good bad movie. It's a good bad movie.
Yeah, but that's his biggest role, right?
You know what? I loved him with Jim Caviezel in a...
Yeah, I love Frequency, but I didn't think it's great. Bigger than Balls of Fire, is it? I mean, I love
probably not.
Frequency. If you have not seen Frequency, it is a great. I say it's great.
I said
you
great.
Say it's great.
I said
Christian,
it's great.
What do you say?
It's good.
I knew it.
You know what? It's the meds he's on.
What was the other one? There was another one that was who was in Any Given Sunday? I forgot he was a quarterback in that.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he was in that one. He was also. Yeah, that's right.
Well, wait a minute. Was
the Day After Tomorrow, he was good in that. That was a
Wasn't
really good movie.
Was he in The Right Stuff?
He sure was. He played Gordo Cooper in The Right Stuff. Sure did.
Another movie, Roger, that most people don't know about that I really enjoyed is called Vantage Point that he's in. Have you seen that one?
I've seen that.
Who else is in it?
It's,
See, I don't know, Vantage Point.
I think the president gets shot or killed, and he's with Secret Service, and he's got to figure out what happened. What did you say, Christian? Good. You know, most movies are going to be in the good category for Christian. Never going to be great.
Yeah, he's 1% off the great. You know, he's way above our head. We need you to come down to booger level.
He was in the second Footloose. Right, Christian? Do you know that one?
Who do you play the dad?
You have or have not seen it, Christian? Yeah. Oh, the preacher.
I haven't seen the second Footloose, no. Okay.
You haven't?
You know what? No one should.
I saw Odyssey this weekend. Christian gives it a... What do you give it, a great or a good?
I give it a great.
Wow.
Odyssey great?
I would not go
great.
I'm telling you, I cannot remember. Can you remember three main characters' names in the movie?
Was Homer in it?
Odysseus.
Odysseus, right? That's the easy one.
Then who would you say is the other? Like, I don't know.
Who was this right hand guy on the boat? Who was in Beatles movie where he comes back?
His real name is Himesh Patel. I actually can't remember his name in the movie.
Yeah, there's just two. Listen,
was he in it?
I can't believe that schools make. I can't believe, but yeah, it didn't match.
Yeah,
the casting, yeah. Who makes kids read this book in school? It's too complicated, too long. Even Jessica was saying that. Do you remember? Did you understand it back when you were reading?
I watched it the first time I saw it.
Christian says yes, of course.
The Wizard
of
Oz. Nobody listen.
It is so deep, and you know what I didn't know? I didn't know. Here's something I found out from Jessica. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou is based on the Odyssey.
Oh, I said that not too long ago.
Yeah, well, listen, I wouldn't know what you were talking about. Who
I know you did.
I watched that last night.
The Wizard of Oz is Homer's Odyssey.
Who knew? You had Cyclops with John Goodman.
That's right.
You had the sirens.
Yeah.
That movie's so good. Remember that guy going, yeah, there is. See, we're looking for those soggy bottom boys.
Steven, what's his name?
So good. It's so good. That movie is almost worth reviewing as well. It's so good.
And what was the name of the, let's get out of Odyssey and let's go to, oh, Brother, We're Out There. What was the name of the hair chair?
That's 2 weeks.
We're not an Odyssey show. Unless Christian gets on the mic and we're good there. All right, do not go away. We're live from Oaklawn and glad to be here. They've got the big Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference going on, and we're just a small part of trying not to disturb it this morning.
Can you imagine having a lisp and saying Odyssey?
And you just did. Don't go away.
You know, speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024.